From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a farewell address delivered in Chicago late Tuesday before throngs of supporters, President Barack Obama defended his eight-year record in office. He called on Americans to remain vigilant against external aggression and guard against a weakening of the values that made American people who they are.
In 10 days, the world will witness a hallmark of our democracy: the peaceful transfer of power from one freely elected president to the next.
Mr. Obama said his 8 years ended recession, opened up relations with Cuba, shuttered Iran's nuclear program, took out terror mastermind Osama bin Laden, won marriage equality, and secured health insurance for all.
For all the real progress that we've made, we know it's not enough. Our economy doesn't work as well or grow as fast when a few prosper at the expense of a growing middle class and ladders for folks who want to get into the middle class. That's the economic argument, but stark inequality is also corrosive to our democratic idea.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato said despite his achievements, Mr. Obama leaves as the country remains polarized.
President Obama has achieved a fair amount, but it's also true that we're more divided than ever. Now, part of that is directly tied to the outcome of this election.
Mr. Obama has less than 2 weeks left in office before his successor, Donald Trump, takes over as the 45th president. Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara has named former Prime Minister Daniel Kablan Duncan as the country's vice president, a new post created under a new constitution. Duncan resigned Monday and will be replaced by Amadou Gon Coulibaly, a member of the ruling party and Ouattara's senior advisor. This is VOA News. The Cable News Network reports classified documents it received and presented last week to President-elect Trump included allegations Russian operatives claim to have compromised information about him. CNN said federal agents are investigating the credibility and accuracy of the allegations. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers, including Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, are moving forward with a measure to increase sanctions against Russia for its alleged interference in last year's U.S. election.
We have been attacked by Russia. That is no longer subject to any debate. The January 6th report from the intelligence community assessment makes it clear that that attack was directed by Mr. Putin, that it was aimed at the undermining the credibility of our free election system, and it was meant to damage one of the candidates.
The bill would impose visa bans and freeze assets of those who undermine the cybersecurity of democratic institutions, possibly making it more difficult for banks to conduct business with Russian military and intelligence agencies. Afghan officials say a twin suicide bombing in the capital, Kabul, Tuesday killed more than 30, wounded dozens near the parliament building. At least 14 others killed, dozens more wounded, and separate incidents in the southern provinces of Helmand and Kandahar. Iceland's center-right Independence, Reform, and Bright Future parties agreed Tuesday to form a coalition government. The announcement came 2 months after snap elections. Bjarni Benediktsson, leader of the Independence Party, will become the next prime minister.
The priorities of this government are to strengthen the infrastructures of Iceland, be it healthcare or communication, the educational systems, but at the same time to maintain the economic strength of Iceland. We've come a long way since the crisis, and we are enjoying now very robust growth.
The coalition said it will give Parliament a vote on whether to hold a referendum on restarting talks on joining the European Union. A U.S. federal jury Tuesday sentenced to death the killer of 9 people in a historically black South Carolina church. 22-year-old Dylan Roof, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, was found guilty of 33 federal charges related to the massacre of worshipers in 2015 at the Emmanuel AME Church in the city of Charleston. Former Congolese opposition leader Okombe Salisa, who lost last year's election to longtime President Denis Sassou Nguesso, was arrested Tuesday for arms possession after months in hiding. It followed the arrest in June of another opposition candidate charged with illegal possession of arms and ammunition. The leaders of the Greek and Turkish Cypriot communities returned to the negotiating table in Geneva Tuesday on power-sharing issues and a potentially historic bid to end decades of division on the Mediterranean island. Government spokesmen said the two sides are within reach of agreement. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.